It's not rocket science. Four simple strategies for mastering the art of execution. Author, Dave Anderson. If you want to grow yourself as a leader and grow your organization in today's business world, the last thing you need is another goal or vision you will miss because you cannot execute a process. Your leader means well, but isn't competent enough to get the job done. Your organization's culture isn't strong enough to align with the vision. Or your team isn't capable of executing at a necessary level. Here is a great four-part strategy to help you address each of these issues. It will provide you with the basic, effective, and actionable blueprint for building a great organization of any size in any arena. Part 1. Get the process right. Why your team cannot execute and how to fix it. Conceptualizing vision and strategy is easy compared with the execution prowess necessary to convert them into results. In reality, the last thing most organizations need is another goal they miss because their people cannot execute. Oftentimes, it's simply because they never were taught how. Mastering the Art of Execution. Mastering the Art of Execution, MAX, is the step-by-step execution process for more effectively converting your vision and strategy into results. It consists of 5 steps. Step 1. Get tough. Step 2. Max it up. Step 3. Map it. Step 4. Ram it. Step 5. Prune it. Get tough. Focus fanatically on the ultimate few. The first step of execution in the MAX process is to focus fanatically on the ultimate few, TUF. This means focusing like a laser on the 1, 2, or 3 ultimate few goals that will drive the rest of your organization to its highest potential. MAX it. After getting tough, the next logical step is to carefully determine the essential daily activities necessary in each position, starting with your own, to attain them. These key activities are MAX acts, those daily, weekly, or monthly activities that will foretell the results and have the maximum impact on achieving the toughs. Map it. One of the most effective ways to create the necessary engagement, focus, and accountability around MAX measures is to map progress daily on an easy-to-read, widely visible, color-coded MAX board. Here are the traits and benefits of delivering faster feedback on your team's efforts by mapping it on your MAX board. 1. Mapping it on a MAX board fosters engagement. 2. Mapping it on a MAX board eliminates gray areas. 3. Mapping it on a MAX board elevates positive peer pressure as team members work harder to do their share. 4. Mapping it on a MAX board creates a culture that celebrates excellence. Ram it. Rams are the 5-minute, stand-up, roll-call style meetings where each team member posts his or her MAX acts, results, from the previous day on a strategically placed team MAX board. Rams provide a forum for quickly recognizing those who performed well the day before and exposing those who did not. Prune it. Pruning means getting rid or clear of anything superfluous or undesirable. Pruning is the 5th discipline of execution, and is slightly different in that it is an ongoing discipline in efficiency to proactively improve every aspect of your organization that affects execution. Part 2. 4 ways to measure your leadership. All leaders are measured by results. However, results alone can be a misleading indicator for how effective one is in his or her leadership role. To gain a more objective view of your own and others' leaders' true effectiveness, we will need to dig deeper and examine 4 key areas that serve as an acute report card for true leadership abilities. Below are 4 quadrants of leadership that offer a more insightful view into your own leadership and that of others within your organization. The first quadrant of leaders' report card, the culture you've created. Evaluate the following criteria for measuring the culture you're responsible for. Clear and high-performance expectations in writing for daily, weekly, and monthly activities and outcomes. Master the art of execution, MAX, acts, and ultimate, few objectives, TUFs. Very little gray area, very little entitlement, very little, if any, deadweight, swift and firm accountability. The second quadrant of a leader's report card, the people you've attracted and developed. The quality of people a leader attracts and develops speaks volume about the leader himself or herself. The third quadrant of a leader's report card, how you're getting results. If you get results because you have built a great team made up of people who excel when you're away or off work, that's a reflection of several key leadership attributes. If you get results because you have set clear expectations and have trained people to reach them, You're a rising star in the process of mastering the art of execution. If you get results because you have a hot product and high demand, you may be vastly overestimating your own true abilities if you haven't built the foundation that makes success sustainable in the absence of such favorable conditions. The fourth quadrant of a leader's report card: performance versus market. Performance versus market never tells the whole story behind a leader's results, or lack of results. But you must factor it into the four quadrant big picture for the most insightful appraisal possible of a leader's true performance. Get the culture right. Core values. Core values comprise your corporate DNA. They reveal volumes about who you are, what you stand for, and what you're unwilling to settle for. The five cultural pillars. The mission pillar. Mission and vision are frequently confused more often than they should be. Vision is a specific direction. It comprises your TUFs, and is most likely synonymous with your TUFs. Living your mission should take you to your vision. The performance standard pillar. Performance standard checklist. Although pillars such as mission and core values can remain constant in organizations with only occasional tweaking, performance standards should change as often as necessary to maintain their relevance. The core competency pillar. Core competencies are aspects of your enterprise and components of your culture that a peer or competitor would look at and say, "I wish we did X as well as they do." Core competency 1. Attracting and developing great people within your organization. Without question, until you get the right people on your team and work to develop them to their fullest potential, all other aspects important to your organization will fall short. Core competency 2. Delivering extreme differentiation in the customer experience. In fact, there's little doubt that nothing is more memorable in a positive way to a customer, or makes price less relevant to that customer, than the wow experiences they have in dealing with an organization's people. Core competency 3. Mastering the art of execution. Training great people to deliver great customer experiences and having them work daily within the MAX process is the perfect storm of core competencies that can put your organization into a league of your own. The people pillar. How culture affects people, and people affect culture. People in a strong culture share common beliefs, customs, and language, forging an even closer bond among the team members. People who are highly developed more naturally attract other highly developed people into their culture. To reach organizational TUFs, your job is to get people better or get better people. In most cases, you can expect to do both. Part 4. How to find the great people you're looking for. One of the most persistent questions leaders ask is how and where do I find great people? The most obvious but overlooked answer to this question is to start with those you have. If you haven't done what is necessary to develop the people already on your team, it is irresponsible to dismiss their potential and hire new people. Your challenge is to ensure you have the right mindset and disciplines in place to bring out the best in those already on your team. 6 ways to increase employee engagement. 1. Employee engagement happens when an employee is emotionally invested in their company's goals. 2. The degree to which an employee is emotionally invested in a company's goals will depend on the strength of their relationship with his or her direct supervisor. 3. When a leader substitutes rules for relationships, he or she gets rebellion, not engagement. 4. Empowering team members with latitude and discretion increases engagement. 5. Helping your team members develop a personal growth program improves their level of engagement. 6. Learn to motivate each team member as a unique individual.